another episode of Setting Sail. I'm your host, Keetana Tiwari. Today, I speak to Madhavi Shankar, co-founder and CEO of Space Basic. Space Basic is an edutech startup that helps student housing communities. I spoke to her to find out how her startup has been impacted by the coronavirus.
Welcome to the show, Madhavi.
Thank you.
Since we are under a lockdown and we are seeing the coronavirus pandemic, which is going on, how is it affecting your startup?
So, Keetana, as you know, I mean, most sectors in business are on a complete standstill. And our business being in the technology sector, we see that to have slowed down a little bit because we predominantly work with universities, schools, and, you know, independent student housing communities. All of them are in the service sector. And because of that, we've definitely seen a little bit of a dip in terms of customer acquisition. But with existing customers, everybody is up and about and, you know, just waiting for the lockdown to kind of be relaxed so we can all get back to work. So during these difficult times and helping everybody and our customers navigate and the community that we work with to help them navigate through, the COVID times, with Space Basic, what we've done is we've opened up a lot of our communication features to universities, to hostels, to independent student housing communities as well to use for free so they can use it. It has no commercials attached to it, and they're able to utilize it to communicate with their communities more effectively and efficiently. Apart from that, we've also partnered up with WhatsApp, so we're able to, make sure that these notifications and these communications reach, everybody involved within that community. And apart from that, we're also assisting the BBMP, the Bangalore Municipal Body, to reach out to all of the hostels, all of the hotels, and their PGs to find out how many people are staying, how many people have left. And they BBMP has come up with a great kind of sanitization protocol because here there's dense population of people in these kind of housing communities. So what they've done is they have a ward of every area, go in there, check in, see if the sanitization protocol has been followed or not, and things like that. So we've built this for them specifically to help with this COVID situation across dense housing communities such as hostels and PGs as well as hotels.
Okay, but since yours is also a communication-based technology, are you benefiting at this time?
Yes, so with our existing customers, we've definitely seen them to use Space Basic to kind of engage their staff, to engage their students and their parents, extremely vividly, especially during the lockdown, pre-lockdown as well. And we see that, communication, especially within the hostels and for parents whose students are still, left behind here and have not made it out in time to go back to their respective, hometowns. Space Basic is being utilized as one of the, official communication channels between the universities, student housing community, as well as, parents and students. So we've definitely seen an increase in terms of usage, more of a day-to-day kind of perspective since the lockdown has started.
Also, can you tell us a little bit about how your startup works and what you guys are focusing on?
Sure. So Space Basic is a communication and a day-to-day task management application within, used within universities and school hostels, as well as independent student housing communities and co-living spaces. So what happens is within hostels, student hostels, and within your co-living and student housing communities, communication happens to be very manually driven, or it happens to be, very verbal. So we kind of saw this pattern across multiple universities and the PGs even when we started, with our due diligence process. And we quickly realized that this pattern, with the way it's managed, the way student housing is managed, the way hostels are managed is very similar from even in a, top tier one university and others as well. And this caused a lot of, human errors, a lot of latency issues and things like that. So it didn't take us too long to kind of recognize this pattern. And, and that's what we address today with our customers. And we've seen that Space Basic is really been the need of the hour, especially within managing universities and managing university hostels and student housing mm-hmm. communities, because there's never been a software, a SaaS solution that is available catering to this niche segment.
Okay. That sounds really interesting, Madhvi, but we also see that there is a lot of these groups on Facebook and WhatsApp. How is it different from that?
So with Space Basic, what happens is, let me give you a day in a hostel, right? Let's say, a student generally, the activities that happen in a hostel is usually during the day announcements are made. The second half of the day when the student comes back, there's food that is consumed. They have to sign in and out of the hostel when they're leaving and when they enter back. After which, if they have complaints regarding water, regarding electrical, etc., they usually have to come down. There's a record book which is kept in the warden's room or the person in charge, and they usually fill it up. If there are any pending requests, they have to go and follow up. And if they want permissions to go back home, stay out, etc., that permission has its own process, which involves, multiple steps like getting approval from maybe the principal, from the parents, so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, there's usually a head count where the student either has to stand in line to say, yes, I'm present in the hostel, like let's say at 10 o'clock, attendance usually is taken at end of day, or they have to punch in on their biometric, or the warden has to go room to room to make sure that all the students are in the campus, right? This is a typical day in a hostel or on a student housing community. Now, a portion of this, as you say, just generic communication, maybe to parents or maybe to students, could be done in a group, sure. Like it could be broadcasted. But things like this, which are very task-specific, which are user-specific, role-specific, have to be a custom-built solution to cater to that. That, a Google Hangout group or maybe a WhatsApp group could be a communication tools in terms of broadcasting, but for everything else, there needs to be a solution driven to that purpose.
Right. And you usually tie up with institutions rather than individuals, is it?
So the way we started, Keetna, is we started with working with universities, because most of these universities have hostels within their campus. So we sign up with the universities, and once we've signed up with the university, then we go ahead. It's a SaaS solution, so it's on the cloud. It's just all the user accounts are added and everybody kind of understands how to use it, and it's just good to go. And with independent student housing communities and co-living spaces, these are privately held organizations where we go ahead and talk to the decision maker, or usually they reach out to us and, they sign up and they get started.
But what is your revenue model like?
So we are a SaaS solution. We have an annual subscription cost that we charge our customers based on the number of students who are or residents who are housed in a particular community.
Okay. And also your startup idea seems very niche. So did you face any challenges like while you were looking for initial funding?
Right. So, yes, we've heard that we are in a very niche market, but what we've also seen after being, a player in this market for the last about 2.5 years is this was something as niche as it is. We've seen customers adopt to it. So in 2017, we had about 3 customers. In 2018, we had about 17 customers. In 19, which is last year, we had 72 customers. So we've seen adoption of a solution like this, which is kind of easy to use, configurable, etc. Extremely, you know, it's been a very smooth, I can say, sales cycle for this. And though it's niche, I think we're solving a real problem here. And, you know, and we've seen our customers come back again and renew it year on year. Now acquiring new customers as well. So we are a founders funded company. As of 2019, you know, we've been cash flow positive. And we have not yet, you know, raised any external funding. But having said that, even with, you know, a reasonably sized team, we've been able to capture about 8 cities pan-India over the last 2.5 years. And that's predominantly because though it's, you know, we see that this is a need for most universities and schools to kind of adopt so that that communication and that ease of tasks is present and is also kind of reducing, you know, wastage and errors and things like that. So there's accountability.
Okay. And how big is India a market for Space Basic? And how are you planning to expand within India and, you know, outside?
So India has, you know, one of the highest youth population, as we know. It has the highest youth population. And we have the youngest population, you know, in schools, in colleges, etc. And we see a lot of, over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of interstate migration that has happened where students are moving and young adults are moving to stay in different cities, you know, for education or for work. And having said that, you know, India is definitely one of the biggest markets in Asia for us, in the world, especially in Asia for us too, with the student housing sector. Apart from that, we have plans and we've gotten inbound requests in to work with customers in the Philippines and to work with customers in, you know, UAE, etc.
Okay.
But at this point, in 2020, it was our goal to actually, you know, kind of take Space Basic to one of our customers in Philippines. But, you know, we'll have to see, given the whole corona outbreak, how that plans out. But having said that, we definitely see that there is student housing is on the rise, and that's it's a segment that has been on the rise for the last couple of years, recent years, and we see that there's huge potential with student housing. And besides just student housing, you know, we also work with, so we are now, you know, in the midst of doing a project with the government of Karnataka, the BBMP, to work with their PGs and to work with their hostels across Bangalore to make them more safe, to make them, because the whole PG segment again is very manually driven and it's very ad hoc. So we're trying to kind of digitalize that with technology, and you know, we've been chosen here to make that change. So definitely housing and related sectors is something that you know, we see to be on the rise, and it's a larger market than we think it is.
Coming back to coronavirus, so now that we are seeing a huge pandemic and it's like affecting our lives like nothing we've seen before. And so do you think that, you know, you change any of your processes or anything within Space Basic based on this?
So I think with the pandemic in general, I think people are now understanding that, you know, the capabilities of technology and the capabilities of you know, of using technology, you know, without in your day-to-day of incorporating it and the vast reach that it has. And having said that, we've seen that, you know, with this outbreak, definitely we have internally, if you ask, we have definitely changed a couple of processes in terms of the way we work. You know, and another thing that we're trying to strategize is how can we sell without having FaceTime? Because as you know, sales is very interactive driven, where you're usually meeting the person, etc. So now we need to figure out how to effectively how to strategize without having, you know, in-person FaceTime. How are we able to do that? So that's definitely something we will have to kind of work with and see how we can do that. But apart from that, I think most of our processes, because we're SaaS, is done remotely and is kind of taken care of without having to actually be present.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I would agree that, you know, communication is really important and it won't be 100%. What is it like to be a woman in the tech startup space?
Well, you know, most days initially, you know, at least for me, I'm always reminded as when I'm a woman entrepreneur, when we kind of come across certain cultural bias interactions that happen once in a while.
Right.
So that's when you actually sit back and you realize, like, okay, you know, as a woman entrepreneur, I think as a woman entrepreneur or just as entrepreneurs in general, mm-hmm. being born in a culturally rich country, there's quite a bit of unlearning we have to do as women in general, more than learning, especially when we're running businesses, especially when we're in the entrepreneurship as a chosen path. I think there's a lot of unlearning we have to do, along with, you know, acquiring new skills and things like that. But as a woman entrepreneur, I've definitely seen that, you know, for me at least, you know, I think entrepreneurs have the same set of struggles in general, but it is, as a woman, it's probably a couple of times more harder than it would be a man. So what has really helped with that is great mentorship. I have a woman co-founder and a mentor, and you know, we started Space Basic together, and she has been a very, very you know, positive impact in my life to actually go out and achieve the things that we have with Space Basic and personally as well. So I think women need a lot of mentorship, or a source of, you know, who they can look up to and interact when you know, during tough times. And apart from mentorship, I think as women entrepreneurs, we do have today that's a celebrated word, and we do have more opportunities, and we do have more people, you know, providing guidance and support. And I think that's something that we should definitely make use of. And I think we need to kind of, you know, make that aspect to be more reachable for maybe women entrepreneurs or aspiring women entrepreneurs in tier 2, tier 3 cities. You know, when I interact with them, this is what I have usually received as feedback. But personally, for me, I think it's been a great journey. We are breaking barriers every day. We're you know, working and solving problems every day. I just think having good mentorship, having good support, and at the end of the day, just making sure that with Space Basic, what we believe in, and we're solving a real problem, that speaks more than anything itself.
Right. That's really nice, Madhu. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you, Kirtana. Pleasure talking to you.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Setting Sail. We hope you like these podcasts, and we do have a surprise for you from the next episode, so do stay tuned. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, or you want us to talk about a certain topic, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to MoneyCentral. Thank you for listening.